Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price on Pensacola right now. Good Thursday afternoon to you. Thank you so much for allowing us to come along with you in that ride home. Austin's going to have the traffic updates for us in just a second to help you through some of the maybe questionable areas that you might have to maneuver, but that's coming up in a few minutes. Also coming up in a few minutes, as I promised you, at 5:18, running just a little bit late on this one, but 5:18 this afternoon, we're going to have the Blues Lieutenant Commander Amanda Lee talking about her her 2 years being on the team here in Pensacola and what it was like to actually get to know the Pensacolians and how open everybody was. Anyway, you'll hear from Lieutenant Commander Amanda Lee in just about 10 minutes from right now.
All righty. Also, just want to warn you, if you're driving around Pensacola, you'll probably see city workers putting red light cameras up at some intersections. That work is expected to start soon at 9th Avenue and Bayou. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says that the second camera will be installed at 9th and Fairfield, and in total, 5 cameras will be installed at some of the most dangerous intersections in Pensacola. Reeves says that he doesn't even know when they will be activated, but there will be a grace period before tickets start going out.
So you have invested some money today, and you need to know how your investment went. Well, stocks ended down with drops in big tech weighing down the markets. Fox's Hillary Barsky has more on the report.
Stocks tumbling on this last day of trading for the month. Despite posting robust quarterly profits, Microsoft and Meta platform shares plunged and weighed on the major averages. It was a red October for the major averages, which are down for the month, snapping a five-month winning streak. Shares of Estee Lauder plunged over 20% for a 10-year low after the cosmetics company posted dismal financial results and another quarter of falling sales. The Dow winners, Amgen, IBM, and McDonald's. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, Amazon, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 378 points, the Nasdaq lower by 513, S&P 500 down 108. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, thank you very much, Hillary. Also, a fifth Wawa store in Escambia County now has the green light for construction. The planned Pensacola Boulevard location was given approval by the Development Review Committee this week. And Wawa is planning 5 stores across Escambia County, along with 2 in Santa Rosa. Escambia has 5 approved future Wawa locations, but where they are in particular is 1 in Ferry Pass, 1 in Southwest Pensacola, 2 in Northwest Pensacola, and 1 in Central Pensacola.
5:13, News Radio 92.3. Listen, tonight, as Halloween gets underway, a couple of things I want to go over with you. First of all, no speeding in the neighborhoods. Treat it as if it were a school zone. 20 miles per hour max. Look out, especially if you're backing up tonight. Look extremely careful behind you. Even just as important going forward with this, because kids and parents will be amongst the streets and out tonight. So just be extra careful on that one.
All righty. Also, a canine officer in Escambia County. We got word about this first last night. This was in Escambia County, Alabama, mind you. A canine officer died after being left in a hot vehicle. The deputy in charge has been fired after an investigation, and the sheriff's office says it happened on October 11th. The deputy reportedly finished a night shift and just left the dog in there, and the dog had died by the time he woke up. Neither the deputy nor the canine have been ID'd.
Okay, talking about Halloween tonight, another thing I want to point out, and I was going to mention this just a second ago, if you see these blue trick-or-treat buckets, there's a meaning to those in the neighborhood. Let me explain what's going on here. Autism Pensacola reminds you that the blue trick-or-treat buckets may mean the children carrying them are on the autistic spectrum. Just be aware of this and know what's going on here. They may not offer eye contact, may not even say trick-or-treat or answer questions. Treat them as if you would any other child. That's the bottom line here. Look for the blue bucket and make the night fun for all.
All righty. Thank you very much. Just about 5:15 here. We'll get that first quick check of the roads and weather for you. As Chris proudly advertised just a few moments prior. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Several spots of note here. Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling, whether it be northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound towards I-10, it is miserable. Be on the lookout for that. Also, where Pine Forest Road meets Mobile Highway, had an accident report there causing some issues in that area. And Gulf Breeze Parkway has worse issues than usual if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, it's just a bit more of the same. As for the weather, 78 degrees degrees, low of 71 tonight. Kind of cloudy out there, but tomorrow it's going to be sunny, maybe some clouds here and there, high of 82, low of 66.
All translating into dry conditions, which means there is an immediate fire and outdoor burning danger.
Yes.
Just remember this, Florida Forestry Service passing on to us today, it's time to be cautious as drought conditions are now pretty common around Northwest Florida. Experts are keeping an eye on things to determine if an advisory needs to be issued or not. Just again, please refrain from doing any outdoor burning. They don't have any advisories in place, but just use some common sense about burning outdoor because it's so darn dry out there.
Well, we do have some good news about a fellow Floridian. He's getting a European vacation after an appearance on a popular game show. Pinellas County's Ryan Burkett was on last night's episode of Wheel of Fortune. He won a trip to Portugal and over $100,000. The funny thing is, he forgot that he applied to be on the show, so when he got an email inviting him to a Zoom audition, he thought it was just a spam email. He told host Ryan Seacrest that he decided to follow through anyway because he thought, hey, what's the worst that could happen? I guess the worst is Portugal and 100 grand.
Absolutely. 517 News Radio 92.3. This is the weekend, of course, for the final air show of the season for the Blues in Pensacola. This also marks the end of the road for some of the pilots, since some are ending their two-year stint as a Blue Angels team member. One of them is Lieutenant Commander Amanda Lee, who told News Radio 92.3.
It's really bittersweet. We're trying to celebrate the end of a successful season and also kind of say goodbye to the family that we've made for the last 2 to 3 years. So very bittersweet.
Yes, and she also mentioned how she appreciated the support of the people of Pensacola.
The overall support of Pensacola and the city of Pensacola for the Blue Angels is incredible. For the rotating team members that come through here every 2 to 3 years, you guys make us feel so at home that I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. So I just have to say thank you to the city of Pensacola and everybody for the support, not only to me, but for the whole team and the future teams that continue to come through here, because it really does make it home.
Well, the Thunderbirds and Blues both set to fly tomorrow and Saturday at NAS Pensacola's Blue Angel Homecoming Air Show. Gates opening up 8 o'clock. Get there early and bring along a lot of patience during the weekend shows.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be pretty crowded.
They're saying 250,000 people.
Okay.
Over the couple of days or so.
Well, in case you didn't take my word for it, take that number there for
think
it.
About the parking.
Yes, please. Just imagine that in a lot. Alrighty. A man who is accused of placing two remote-controlled handheld explosive devices in restrooms at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino is now behind bars, and he's facing up to 30 years if he's convicted. His name is Brian Eckley. He was taken into custody on Wednesday after he was ID'd through forensic evidence from a previous arrest. State Attorney Susie Lopez, her and FDLE both saying that Eckley went to great lengths to conceal his identity, including wearing a mask and using a burner cell phone. And obviously, just very fortunate that there was not some huge crisis from that.
And we have been talking about Halloween. Of course, it is this evening. And kids out there trick-or-treating tonight. Here's some safety tips from Muscogee County Sheriff Chip Simmons.
There's a couple things we tell them. Again, obviously, if you're driving, and sometimes people drive the cars and they drive into neighborhoods, or they watch your kids from their car, please be careful. There's kids running around. They're excited. Normally, we talk to people about the costumes, having some sort of reflection on it, carry flashlights.
And even Pensacola Police spokesman Mike Wood dropped it in about keeping those kids safe.
This is a happy occasion for them. Go trick-or-treating in neighborhoods that you're familiar with. Try to go as early as you can. You know, everybody likes to go after dark, and that's okay, too. But when you do that, only approach homes where the light is on, and obviously the people inside are going to welcome the trick-or-treaters. The bright costumes, parents or an adult needs to go with them to make sure they're okay and to inspect everything that they got.
Absolutely good advice for it. Also tonight, think about this. Maybe have a spotter with you as you back your vehicle up so you don't accidentally have an accident. The last thing you want is to run over a child in a dark-colored costume. So both Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons and Pensacola PPD spokesman Mike Wood all on top of this and offering some great advice this afternoon.
Absolutely. 520 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got news about a Jerusalem coffee house in Oakland denying a Jewish man his patronage, I guess, told him to leave because of a Star of David hat that he had on. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Bergosh.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Often the most unhealthy part of a person is their mind. People fantasize about life with a different spouse, or they entertain negative thoughts that often lead to depression, or some people think of themselves more highly than they ought. After all, no one knows what you're thinking unless you tell them. It's easy to keep secret the bad habits of the mind. Did you know that 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? Beware of thinking on things that inhibit your spiritual growth or undermine your relationship with others. Instead, capture your thoughts and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You'll be glad you did, and so will the people in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Hi, I'm Larry McKee, and I'm running for Milton City Council in Ward 2. I'm a 10-year Navy veteran, retired maintenance manager for the Postal Service, and currently driving a school bus for Milton Schools. I believe in a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. As your next city councilman, I will bring an open mind, willing to listen to opposing opinions instead of only wishing to hear from those supporting the status quo. I'm Larry McKee, and I'm asking for your vote for Milton City Council. Remember, McKee is the key to Milton's future.
Paid for and approved by Larry McKee, Milton City Council, Ward 2, C2.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income
Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Florida's First is home to thousands of veterans and active duty military. So why don't we have a VA surgical center here? It's unacceptable. I'm Gay Valamont, and while Matt Gaetz talks a big game about supporting the military, he's lost two squadrons and failed to secure the care our veterans need. Our service members deserve action. I'll fight to secure funding and ensure they have access to the benefits they've earned. On November the 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's get our veterans the care they deserve.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Smooth sailing this afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. If you're leaving the office, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We thank you so much for letting you, allowing us to jump in your car with you as you make it to the house tonight.
Yes, it is. It's cozy in here. Also, just wanted to let you know that looking at the roads, we do have some backups on I-10 if you are traveling westbound towards the Palafox Street area passing the I-110 North Ramp. Highway 29 still has some issues. Same with Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. That, and along with all the other usual spots we deal with issues on. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 66.
Okay, today, of course, early voting continues. 10 sites in Escambia County, 6 sites in Santa Rosa through November 2nd. Of course, November 5th, Election Day. Polls will open at 7 a.m., close at 7 p.m. To cast a ballot at an early voting site, you got to have that photo ID and signature proof. News Radio 92.3's live and local election coverage beginning at 7 p.m. And, you know, early voting has really confused some people across the nation. There have been some isolated incidents of people actually trying to stop others from exercising their right to vote. And Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson has a thought on that.
It erupts into violence just like that. It's almost immediate in some cases. And it's very scary. As an American, you're just not used to that.
Absolutely. Sheriff Johnson says there are several forms of voter intimidation, such as using weapons or even just yelling or threatening at people. So this comes up because of the knucklehead in Jacksonville, if you remember.
Yeah, swinging that machete around. Absolutely. My goodness. Speaking of people doing things they have no business doing, some folks kicked out a Jewish man, told him to leave a Jerusalem coffee house in Oakland because of his Star of David hat. Jonathan Hirsch had just bought a latte and was playing chess with his 5-year-old son when the owner requested he leave. Hirsch recorded the exchange on his phone, and in part of the video, you can hear the owner asking if he supports genocide. Other customers called the police, and when they arrived, Hirsch says he felt that they did very little to de-escalate the situation. The Oakland PD investigating to determine if the incident meets the criteria of a hate crime.
Let me give you the numbers as of this afternoon. We got these numbers while we were on the air, and I just want to pass them on to you. The breakdown of early votes in Escambia County, 48,479 Republicans, 26,167 Democrats, 12,808 independent voters. Tappy Villain over in Santa Rosa County, of course, she's the supervisor of elections, reporting 44,692 Republicans, 10,182 Democrats, and 9,111 independent voters taking the time to cast their votes in early voting today.
All righty. And the Trump campaign going after Mark Cuban for comments that he made about women. While on The View, the billionaire and Kamala Harris campaign surrogate claimed that Donald Trump is never around, quote, strong, intelligent women, unquote. The Trump campaign called the words extremely insulting to the thousands of women who work for President Trump and women who are voting for him.
Okay, here's some good information to pass along. Escambia Commissioner Jeff Burgosh has been cleared after the Florida Commission of Ethics found no probable cause. He violated state laws when he agreed to use county funds to pay a state fine owned by a paramedic who was involved in an Escambia EMS scandal. The decision came in response to an ethics complaint filed by Escambia County Clerk of Court Pam Childers, who was targeting Burgosh. Oh, Escambia Commissioner, pretty happy camper today.
News. I'm John Saucier. Former President Donald Trump holding a rally in Albuquerque, New Mexico today with less than a week to go till Election Day.
You know, she talks about unity. Oh, unity, unity. Oh, yeah, unity. By the way, he's like Hitler. He reminds me of Hitler. He's a fascist. She's talking about we're going to have unity, and then she calls me a fascist in the next sentence. This is the worst unifier.
New Mexico, typically seen as a blue state, not having voted for a Republican president since 2004. Vice President Harris rallying with supporters in Phoenix, telling voters she better suited for the nation than her opponent.
On day one, Donald Trump would walk into that office with an enemies list. On day one, when I am elected, I will walk in with a to-do list.
Trump also making stops in Nevada and Arizona. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Amazon reporting better-than-expected earnings and revenue for the third quarter, driven by growth in cloud computing and its advertising businesses. Shares ticked higher in extended trading, currently up 4.6%. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ suffering their worst single-session loss in more than a month. The Dow fell 378, the S&P was off by 108, and the NASDAQ dropped 512 points. Boeing's more than seven-week machinist strike is set to hit Friday's U.S. jobs report, and that's the last one that will be released before Tuesday's presidential election and the Federal Reserve's meeting later that week. Some 44,000 U.S. workers were on strike with the Labor Department conducted its survey in mid-October. Roughly 33,000 of those are Boeing machinists. U.S. crude oil futures for December under $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8th, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at www.robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodity interests can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at www.robinhood.com/election.
This is Zach Gale, the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wendy's Any Size Soft Drink for a buck. Blake Trinan already worked 1 2/3 of an inning in Game 5 of the World Series. And when Dave Roberts saw a man on first and second with one out, he walked out of the dugout, and we all expected the Dodgers manager to pull his reliever. Instead, Roberts talked to Blake and went in a character by keeping him in the game. Trinan got out of the jam and rewarded Roberts for finally trusting his gut. Now the Dodgers can once again call themselves World Series champions. I'm Zach Gale.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck?
Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
All right. When it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
Boat lovers, mark your calendars for the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show, setting sail Saturday, November 9th from 10 till 4. Marine Max will be showcasing the best brands in boating with exclusive boat show pricing and special incentives only at this event. Fuel your day with delicious chef-curated eats, complimentary beverages, local vendors, and live raffles at noon and 1. Don't miss the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show, Saturday, November 9th, 1901 Cypress Street, Pensacola.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Powers for Milton City Council, and I'm running for a better Milton. Not one where the council members fight with the citizens and each other. A Milton that saves our Blackwater River by putting the wastewater plant in the right location and doesn't contaminate our drinking water with forever chemicals. A Milton that works with the state to relieve traffic problems. I want to see Milton grow and thrive and be a place where families come to raise their children. We can do better. Vote Tom Powers.
Paid for and approved by Tom Powers. Milton City Council, Ward 1, C2.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Orange Man bad.
Yes.
Orange Man Hitler.
That line has completely lost its punch, hasn't it?
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
It seems like it has. I mean, I still think it freaks people out on the left. And as you pointed out yesterday, David, this guy's been sitting on this information for more than 5 years.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. 3, Austin Price, Chris Bryan with you, Pensacola, right now. Hope you're having a great drive home this afternoon. Thank you so much for taking us along with you. Austin, 3 days coming up here, the best of the SEC women's soccer returning back to Pensacola. Just to remind everybody, 5:12 tomorrow afternoon, we will be talking either a rep from SEC or a rep from Pensacola Sports. I'm still getting that clarified, but 5:12 tomorrow, we'll have all the information in terms of the seeding of the teams and stuff like that for the tournament. 12 nationally ranked teams will be competing for the conference title. That's November 3rd through 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. This is the third year Pensacola will host the tournament. Get those tickets today, tonight, whenever, PensacolaSports.org. You can get them right now.
You know what else you can get tonight? You can get some college football action. That's right. We got just one game tonight. I'm a little bit disappointed. We had like 3 games on Tuesday, 2 on Wednesday. I think we got like 2 or 3 on Friday. Only got 1 tonight for Halloween Thursday, but it's Tulane at Charlotte. Tulane's looking pretty. They're 6-2 right now, so they're going on the road, taking on Charlotte. Should be a good win for the Green Wave.
Okay, 540, News Radio 92.3, and the highly unlikely event of a zombie apocalypse. This Halloween, a new study reveals which NFL stadium is the best spot to survive in.
According to a study by the sports betting website Flash Picks, State Farm Stadium, home of the Arizona Cardinals, is the best NFL venue for surviving a zombie apocalypse, scoring a survival rate of 74.7%. The analysis considered factors like location, population, security features, and whether the stadium has a roof. With its retractable roof, proximity to the New River, low population in the area, and its perimeter, State Farm Stadium topped the list. The stadium's grass surface also makes it an ideal place to grow crops. Lumen Field in Seattle is the last stadium you want to be at, with a survival rate of just 39.9%. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
I'm surprised that the Bills stadium isn't last. You ever see some of the snow that they get? That's not survivable.
It's lake effect snow. They get it in Cleveland as well. You never
exactly
just, the snow comes off the lake and it just dumps.
So zombies may not survive there, but you're not surviving there either.
I don't think zombies like cold weather, do they?
Exactly. So that's the thing. The whole. You know, I thought it was a stupid topic at first because I'm like, what are we talking about? But then I heard the Arizona thing and I heard the argument for the Cardinal Stadium and I'm like, you know what? Not bad.
Okay, trick or treat tonight.
Yes.
Motorist, don't go fast. Treat your neighborhood like a school zone. 20 miles per hour max. Watch, maybe get a spotter. I know PPD's Mike Wood was talking about this. Mike, want to get a spotter to look behind your car for backing up purposes. And be careful in monitoring the candy. Don't start eating it till you get it home, dump it out, and check it out before the kids start to munch out on it.
Right.
Some safety things to pass on to you.
Also want to let you know, and this is kind of sports, but you don't have to be a sports fanatic to know who this person is. Hall of Fame broadcaster Bob Costas, retiring from his MLB play-by-play duties. Costas confirmed the news to The Athletic today. His last time in the booth as a play-by-play announcer came in Game 4 of the ALDS when the Yankees clinched a series. Costas has been MLB Network's lead play-by-play voice since the channel went on the air 15 years ago, and the 72-year-old called his first MLB game 44 years ago for NBC.
Okay, let's talk real quickly. UWF winning 4 straight games in a row and are now 5-2 overall, 4-1 in GSC conference play. Next up for the Argos, Erskine. There you go.
I had to learn it too.
Yeah, okay. Erskine on the road in South Carolina. Are they a good team?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Erskine on the road, South Carolina, Saturday. Kickoff at 12 noon. Catch the Argos all season on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. And FSU takes on North Carolina. Should be an interesting game this weekend. Are they still picking FSU to win that game?
I don't know of anyone who's picking FSU to win it. I'm certainly not.
I'm looking here at the prediction sheet that was furnished to me, FSU 24, UNC 20.
Well, considering that North Carolina has a far high-powered offense, more so than Florida State, and that Florida State hasn't hit 24 points in a game at all this season, I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to assume that the person who came up with that quote-unquote prediction was wearing garnet and gold.
I thought you would say was a knucklehead.
That too. All right, just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. My goodness, where do we not have problems on the roads? If you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, got some heavy backups there. Same with Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and Blue Angel Parkway traveling towards Dog Track Road. Along with that is the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound, passing underneath I-10 and traveling towards 9 Mile. That is miserable right now. As for the weather, that's pretty forgivable. 78 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 66.
Okay, it's 5:45, News Radio 92.3. Red light cameras are on the way for Pensacola drivers. Mayor Reeves confirms installation work now underway on cameras at 9th and Bayou Boulevard. Here's Mayor Reeves.
The goal, this is not a revenue driver. This is to stop people getting hurt or killed at these intersections. So we're not in a rush to go start, you know, writing people tickets, but I am in a rush to stop having people get hurt and killed at our intersection.
There you go, DC. The plan calls for red light cameras, 5 intersections. Mayor Reeves confirms no date has been set for the cameras to go live. When the system is activated, the city will have a grace period to get people used to the new cameras.
I think that's fair.
3-second rule. You know my 3-second rule.
You got to wait 3 seconds.
Before you go through any intersection, especially I'm talking about Gulf Breeze, man, it's the Gulf Breeze 3-second rule.
You know, if
light changes, wait.
Yeah, if you're a veteran listener of Pensacola right now, you may remember a time when I came into the show a little bit late one afternoon because I was, that's another time I was in a car accident, and that one was my fault. The time before that, before I was on air, it wasn't my fault. I was at a red light, and it turned green, and I'm like, okay, time for me to go. And then someone comes barreling through, paying zero attention, flew right in front of me, and we collided.
T-boned you.
Luckily it wasn't a T-bone, because at the speed that they were going, I may not be here if it were a T-bone.
Okay, so here is the moral to that story. 3-second rule with the red light.
Yeah, and don't trust Austin on the road.
Okay, tonight, prime night in football. Almost forgot about this. I just wanted to tell you, if you're a prime subscriber, it's your evening. Houston takes on the New York Jets.
The Texans have won 4 of their last 5 contests. They're 6-2 this season. Houston has a 2-game lead over Indianapolis for first place in the AFC South. Texans running back Joe Mixon could be a big factor after Houston lost wideout Stephon Diggs to a torn ACL. Mixon is 3rd in the league with a 100-yard-per-game rushing average. The Jets have lost 5 in a row. They're just 2-6. Their last win was September 19th. New York last Sunday fell to New England by 3 points. Coach Jeff Ulbrich called that loss a moment of darkness. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Okay, I don't think the Jets are going to come out of their hole this season. It's a rough go at it.
Dude, they're 2-6. There's no chance they're coming out of that. Because the Patriots even beat them, right?
Yeah.
Ah, geez. A key inflation gauge showing positive signs, but Americans say that they're still paying too much for groceries. The Commerce Department reported today that the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, that's a mouthful, dropped to 2.1% last month on an annual basis, and that is in line with expectations, but even with inflation slowing, prices are still high, but they're rising at a slower rate, so mixed bag.
And we're speaking about prices rising and also maybe on the decline or so. I know a lot of people who have made that kind of weighing decision, okay, should I buy a new car or should I go for the used car? Save a little bit of money here. Well, the gap between the new and used auto markets wider than ever this afternoon. The average price difference between new and used vehicles topping $20,000 for the first time ever, with the new vehicle selling average price $47,542 compared to $27,177 for a used car. Average used vehicle price is up almost 32%.
My goodness. Wow. All right. And Americans expected to have spent $11.6 billion on Halloween this October. That's according to a National Retail Federation survey. That includes most costumes, decorations, candy, of course, with a sprinkle of money spent on greeting cards as well. Greeting cards, interesting. That's a slight decline from last year's record of $12.2 billion. Nearly half of Americans surveyed said that they started buying Halloween goods before October, and that's up from 32% in 2014.
Yeah, and once again, you're talking about the Halloween thing and kids getting out there tonight. Sheriff Chip Simmons stopped by and gave us a couple of safety tips for you.
There's a couple things we tell them. Again, obviously, if you're driving, and sometimes people drive the cars and they drive into neighborhoods, or they watch your kids from their car, please be careful. There's kids running around. They're excited. Normally, we talk to people about the costumes, having some sort of reflection on it, carry flashlights.
And again, treat your neighborhood like a school zone. Drive slow. Be careful when backing out of the driveway.
Absolutely. Just about 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got some more frivolous topics for you, including the weekend before Thanksgiving, shaping up to be a big one for movie theaters. Oh, but Austin, it's only October. Yeah, I don't care.
Hey, but Austin, it's only October, man.
Yeah, well, but you know what? You're getting that gobble gobble turkey day anyway. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, Milton voters. My name is Ashley Fretwell, and I am running for Milton City Council. I am a graduate of Milton High School and hold a bachelor's degree in nursing from the University of Alabama. With over 15 years in the medical field, I have learned what it means to be a leader, not a follower. Our council needs fresh ideas, integrity, and transparency. On Tuesday, November 5th, I ask that you vote for me, Ashley Fretwell, for a competent, caring, and committed Milton City Council.
Paid and approved by Ashley Fretwell, candidate for Milton City Council, Ward 4, Seat 1.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Chris Bryant and Austin Price, Pensacola right now. Hey, thank you so much for having us on today. We appreciate the ride home. Home buyers, home sellers, if you're watching those mortgage numbers this afternoon, they closed out. Let me give you the closing numbers for you to start your Friday. Mortgage Daily News is reporting the benchmark 30-year fixed, 7.02%. The latest reading on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage is 6.50%. And we're, you know, kind of touching on the Halloween theme here, and as we get into Halloween night tonight, Food and Drug Administration has some great food safety tips for the upcoming holidays.
This is House Call for Health.
Happy Halloween, which means time for safety tips for parents from the Food and Drug Administration to help make sure the candy and other treats your kids bring home are safe. First, feed your kids a meal or snack before they go out. Next, talk to your kids about not eating candy or taking candy that isn't in its original wrapper. Look for unusual appearances or discoloration or tiny pinholes or tears in candy wrappers. Also, if you're hosting a party, watch out for unpasteurized juice or cider that can contain harmful bacteria like salmonella. And don't let the kids eat raw cookie dough or cake batter that contains uncooked eggs or unbaked flour. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A couple of issues here. She was talking about the cider and make sure you check the cider. She didn't mention if somebody spiked the cider.
That is true.
That happens. Come on.
Oh, yeah, it happens.
This totally happens. And I like her position when she says eat before you go out, because I guarantee you, if you're like myself, I would have eaten half the bag of candy if I were hungry.
Yeah.
So eat.
Absolutely.
Get your belly full.
Just about 5:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour. Looking at the roads here, oh, it's like magic every time I see it, Chris. A lot of the congestion we've been dealing with this evening has died down. Still have some issues, though, at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, and still got some issues on Blue Angel Parkway traveling towards Dog Track Road and Gulf Beach Highway traveling towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 71 tomorrow, high of 82, low of 66.
Autism Pensacola is inviting you to help make Halloween fun for all children this year. When children come to your door with blue pumpkin buckets, it means they're on the autism spectrum and they may not respond to you the way the other children do. So just be aware of that. So look for those blue pumpkin. Yeah, it is Halloween, and those pumpkin-shaped candy buckets with that different blue color is getting a lot of attention.
You're probably ready with a stash of candy to dole out to kids who come by your house today. Most people follow the convention of waiting for the costumed child to inquire trick or treat, and in your feigned fear of the goblin or vampire, or in the admiration of the cute princess or handsome hero, you award sugar. Or raisins, if you wish to be unpopular. But what to do if a child is carrying a blue candy bucket instead of the usual orange? It is a signal the child may be nonverbal or autistic, and it is a clue to you to not demand the traditional spoken request. Just hand over the goods. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just hand over the goods. That was well said.
I love it.
All righty.
Give me your candy.
Hinted at this before the break. The weekend before Thanksgiving shaping up to be a big one for movie theaters. Wicked and Gladiator 2 both eyeing big opening box office totals when they hit theaters on November 22nd. And Hollywood Reporter says that research firm NRG, that's NRG, folks, shows Wicked is tracking for an $85 million opening weekend. That should be one of the biggest openings ever for a musical. Meanwhile, Ridley Scott's sequel to his Oscar-winning 2000 film is looking for a $65 million opening weekend itself.
Wow. Okay, the city is doing it again here. They're considering a $1.7 million renovation project. This is to the Cobb Center on East Mallory Street. What a legendary building this is. Mayor Reeves says he wants to avoid a scenario similar to that of the now-demolished Malcolm Young facility. The city's next step include preparing everything for a bidding process and seeking council approval for eventual funding on that. So they're trying to save another gym facility here in Pensacola. Legendary gym facility, may I add.
All right. And a new report examines which states are most attractive for employment next year. If cold weather is not a problem for you, then you're in luck, because the top five states in the country for employment are New Hampshire, Vermont, Minnesota, Massachusetts, and North Dakota, interestingly enough. That's according to a WalletHub study. The data set ranges from employment growth to the median annual income to the average commute time to worker protection, so on and so forth. The worst states for employment are West Virginia, Louisiana, Indiana, Kentucky, and Alaska.
Hey now. Florida Power and Light. I wanted to bring this up because you're going to probably have to dig a little bit deeper into the wallet coming up in 2025. They are, FPNL is actually outlining plans as we speak to pay for repairs after four hurricanes in 14 months. The utility wants $1.2 billion to recover restoration costs, $150 million to replenish its storm reserve. FPNL is requesting the Florida Public Service Commission to allow a temporary surcharge on monthly bills in 2025. What are you looking at? $8 a month additionally is what they're doing for customers in Northwest Florida, and that is based on 1,000 kilowatts used per month. So going up slightly, but let me tell you something. If you're on a fixed income, $8 means a lot in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of up in arms about that one.
Also, the first trailer for Squid Game 2 is now out. The second season of the record-breaking Netflix show takes place 3 years after the first, and it finds player 456 giving up on going to the States and returning to the deadly competition for whatever reason. The show's executive producer has said Squid Game will end with a third season that will premiere sometime next year, and Squid Game 2 will hit Netflix on December 26th. Wow, day after Christmas.
Okay, here's something great. Pinair Credit Union's launching its Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. This is a new initiative dedicated to the respectful retirement of old, worn, or tattered American flags. Local residents can bring their retired flags to any Pinair branch to ensure flags are retired with the honor that they rightly deserve.
Oh, that's excellent.
Pinair Credit doing some nice stuff. Hey, way to go, guys. They're launching that Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. Real good stuff for you.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.